The experience I told here back in 1987 is still the same experience I have today. It's never changed, Brother Junior. It's never changed, Sister Brenda. I can go back to that spot where God saved me, Brother John, and I never forgot that.
Amen.
Have you ever forgotten, Brother Lon, where Jesus saved you?
Oh,
I know the spot where it was at. You know today, but I know that people don't understand. They don't understand, Brother Junior, our travail, we call it. They don't understand these things. But I want you to know to experience them is understanding.
Amen.
Somebody said, well, Brother Fred, do you understand all things? No, I don't understand everything. But I want you to know that I know something that day happened to me that I don't have to worry about no more. Somebody, Brother Fred, say they have no knowledge of their salvation or anything. But I was there the day that God came to me. And you know my little grandbaby, we called the other night, and she's 7 years old. And Brother Junior, she'd watched The Passion, the movie The Passion, and she was so disturbed about Jesus. She said, Papa, he was so bloody and that I couldn't hardly recognize him. Brother John, and she began to say, and she wonders if she's going to go to heaven or hell. And Brother John, I told her, I said, you don't have to worry about that right now, because I said, honey, when Jesus was around, Brother Fred, there was all kinds of people around there, I believe, Brother Junior, but I believe you took a little child. And what did he do? I believe he put it right up on its lap. And Brother John, what did he say to them? He said, except as you become as humble as this little child, you shall no likewise enter into the kingdom of heaven. Brother Junior, today, that was telling me, Brother, that child was just as good as heaven wanted it to be. And so therefore today, I said, you won't have to worry, honey. When God calls you, and today, yesterday, Milan, when God calls you, you won't have to ask nobody about it. And today, what do you mean, Brother Fred? And today, yesterday, when God calls you, Brother Fred, you won't have to ask nobody. Why do you mean by that? Because there's no man ever spoke like this man to me. Today, yesterday, I don't understand everything, Brother Fred, but I want you to know that day that he called to me, Brother Lon, Brother Junior, that day called, I knew who he was. I didn't have to ask nobody, knew he was, Brother Kenny. Ever since that day, Brother Fred, that he saved my soul, he's never left me, Brother. Like Brother Junior said, he said, I'll never leave you, Brother. In the six troubles, he'll be there. But here's the good thing, Brother Larry. In the seventh hour in death, Brother Junior, he'll be there to pillow my dying head. You know, I've seen him die, Brother Larry, many ways. I've seen him die real easy, and I've seen him die hard, Brother Lon. But I want you to know, on the other side of the river, Brother Larry, there's peace waiting me. You don't have to worry over there. We'll need no bylaws over there, Brother Junior. We'll need nothing over there today. And the gates of that city are not shut by night. Why are they not shut by night, Brother? Because, there is no night in there, and Brother Larry, everything is dead over there is good. We say so many times that we're going there for eternity, but what it's going to be is just one day, Brother Junior. It's not going to be any night over there. Oh, can you imagine? Brother Keene, I've been in a plane, Brother Keene. And the Bible said it's never entered into the hearts of man. And today, what good thing the Lord has laid up in sir, and for them that want, that serve Him. Oh, Brother Junior, as hard as I want to think about it, Brother Brian, I can't imagine what heaven's like. I've tried to look at it and see what it'd be like, Brother John, but I know it'll be okay over there. Don't worry. Oh, brother, where I'm going to, I don't have to worry no more. I not have to worry about being your moderator or being your pastor no more. And Brother Junior, I won't have to preach over there no more. Somebody said, I'll preach when I get over there. Why will you preach then, brethren? There'll be no need for preaching over there. What we'll be doing, brethren, we'll be rejoicing and praising the Lord. Oh, brother, always look through a glass darkly. But I want you to know, there we shall what see things clearly, Brother Fred. Can you imagine, like my little grandbaby, if she would die today, she'd go to heaven, brother. Brother Terry, what makes you believe that? Because my daughter told her, she said, honey, I was 15 years old when the law come to me. The law may come to her at 10 or 12. I don't know, Brother Kenny, when it'll come, but the law will come. What law are you talking about, Brother Junior? The law of Christ, brethren, will come to her. I won't have to worry that she'll know His voice. I told her, when Jesus speaks to you, He speaks in a low and a still voice. And Brother Junior said, if it's still, you can't hear it, Brother Junior, with these ears, but you hear it with your heart. Brother Kenny, I feel good here tonight that I can tell you that I'm heaven bound. Brother Fred, oh, Brother John, what made you be heaven bound? Because one day, Brother Fred, I believed on the name of Jesus, and I repented, and I was born again, brother. Oh, that's something else we need to put in our bylaw. You must be born again, not of a corruptible seed, Brother Junior, but by an incorruptible seed that'll live and abideth for how long, Brother Lon? Oh, it'll abide forever to know God, Brother Junior, is eternal life today. So don't worry, brethren. If I might be a good shepherd, I would not have told you what I told you a while ago. If Brother Junior not be a good shepherd, he wouldn't tell you what he tells you today. Oh, Brother Larry, but we must warn them, not only the sinner, to warn them from the wrath that is to come, but we must also warn the sheep, brethren. You know, he told us, Peter, one time, Peter, you loveth me. Yea, Lord. First of all, he said, feed my lambs, Brother Junior. And he said, oh, yes, Lord, I love you. Oh, Peter, Peter, feed my sheep. All right, Peter, you lovest thou me the third time. Oh, Peter got mad, Brother Junior. He got upset, did he not? Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Oh, but yeah, Peter, feed my sheep today. Oh, well, I I talked to a young moderator, assistant moderator, the other day, and I told Brother Junior the problem that he had, and I said, I ain't got no magic wand to raise and make it all right, but I'll tell you what, young brother, you mind God, and you let the rest go, Brother Junior. Oh, somebody said, well, they'll get mad at me, oh, they will, they'll get mad at you, but you know what, Brother Larry, don't worry about that, they got mad at Jesus, did they not, Brother Junior? Oh, Brother Keith, so therefore, Brother Terry loves you tonight, and I wouldn't warn you of the problem that's coming if I didn't love you. If I cry not the alarm, Brother Junior, how would you know to prepare yourself for battle if the trumpeter give an uncertain sound? Brother, you hear the uncertain sound being preached, Brother Junior, all over this world, Brother John. Oh, but you know, there's only one sound that I love, and that's the sound of Jesus. Brother, somebody said, I'm marching to the different sound of a different drummer, Brother Junior. I'm marching to the sound of my King today. That's who I'm marching to today. Oh, and every day I march out into war, Brother Fred, every day I march into war, every day of my life I'm marching into war, but you know what, I'm assured victory through who, Brother Jesus, through Jesus, Brother Jesus, today. Oh, who is the victory in? It's in Jesus, I can't fail, Brother Lon, when you got Jesus on your side, you can't fail today. And you know what? Brother Junior taught. He said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. He'll reap havoc on this world when it's all said and done. Somebody said, I don't believe that. Brother Lon, oh, I feel good here tonight. I ain't felt this good in a while, Brother Fred, to be able to declare his word. Oh, but here's the thing about it. I'm drawn near to my end, Brother Junior, and you're drawn near to your end, and the closer I draw, the more I want to live closer than I ever did, and that's why I press upon you all to abide by this above everything there is on this earth, because this is our roadmap. I told Brother Chester Allen, he stopped yesterday and talked for about an hour, or maybe a little, maybe not hardly that long. And I told him, like Brother Clifford said, Brother Chester, I'm just trying to make it to heaven. They're trying to get home. Brother John. And I said, Brother, when he left, Brother John, I said, Brother Chester and Sister Sue, I love you, and I do, Brother John. And he said, Brother Terry, we love you, Brother Junior. You'll never lose nothing but being kind. Brother Junior, and today, oh, I tell you what, even you had, somebody said, I'm going to try to quit, Brother, somebody said, I don't have any enemies, Brother Junior, I've got enemies, but what does the Bible tell you about your enemies? I want to love them, and to pray for them, and by this, what shall you do, Brother Junior? You shall heap coals of fire on their head, Brother, so therefore, pray for your enemies, but not only for your enemies, but pray for Brother Junior and me, trying to guide this church in the right way. Pray for this church that it'll do the right thing, Brother Keith. Oh, so long for a little while. Brother Junior, oh, when I'm in the Spirit, it's good. You know what? Just one step on. Just one step on, and Brother Keith, just one step to get on board. And soon I'll be making the step. Brother Fred, and you know what? There'll be somebody there to greet me when I get there. Brother John talked about his loving companion. I know he loves her, but there's somebody he wants to see more than that. His name is Jesus, and there's somebody beyond that. Brother Junior, a good analogy. Jesus warned me that all the things I was going to face, Brother Junior, and sometimes I didn't believe them. Even after I was saved, somebody said, why? I thought, well, these things just can't happen to me because I'm saved, Brother Junior. But little did I know, Brother Junior, there's still things happening to me because God wants me to grow stronger, Brother Junior. How do you grow stronger, Brother Keith? By your successes, no, all the time. But by your failures, Brother Junior, you learn more by your failures a lot of time, Brother Fred, more than you do your successes. Somebody said, that's strange, Brother Junior, but it's true anyway. So therefore, little Joe Church, let's march on in the old-time way. Somebody said, what way is that? Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the light, and besides me, there's none other. I had a good day of fishing yesterday, but this is better than that, Brother Junior. You know what? There was an old brother said one time, I think I'll go fishing. And I'll just go with you, Brother Fred. You know what? It's good to fish. I had the right bait yesterday, and I've still got the right bait tonight. What's his name? His name is Jesus. But he said one time, have you caught anything? No. We toiled all night long, and we ain't caught a thing. But he said, cast your nets on the right side. And you know what he done. Did they disobey him, Brother Junior? No. They went and done what he told them to do. And they cast their nets on the right side. And you know what they done? Brother Larry, the nets were so full, they couldn't hardly bring them in. Did the nets break? No. Brother Junior, no. But there's a little man, they call him a little man Jesus, but I don't really like that. He's a great man, Brother Junior. You know what? But you know what? I believe one time you set him right on the bank, don't you, Brother Junior? Had a fire built up, and he had already had some fish cooked, and had put a hook in the water, or bait in the water, today. Brother Junior, one time there was a man, I went down and he opened up the fish's mouth. What did he find in there? You know what? Who put it there? Jesus put it there. So therefore, today, you know, but old Peter, one time, talking about the fire, Brother Junior, and we're trying to quit, Brother Junior, today, but you know what? What a good time it is that we can be here in the Lord and just praise Him. You know what, Brother Junior? I never knew how far God would take me, but I knew however far He took me, that He'd never leave me. That's what I know for sure, Brother John. Somebody said, Brother Terry, how often do you preach? Whenever God blesses me, that's when I preach. Brother Junior, now on the first of this last month. We went down to a little church in Montgomery County. And you know what? God come into the building, Brother Junior. And God blessed Brother Junior to preach. And they wanted me to close. And I have to do that quite often like Brother Junior does. And it's so hard to sit there. And Brother Junior said, I was so glad when you was last. And I love you, brother. You know what? But you know what, Brother Fred? Jesus come in there and he blessed that meeting. And they're still talking about it today. You know what? Brother, oh Lord, Brother Larry, I want you to know. Somebody said, Brother Terry, what happened to that building? It caught a fire, Brother Junior, and not a flame was in it. Naturally so. But Jesus was there, Brother Fred. And so therefore, today, I hope they recorded that, Brother Junior. But they probably didn't record that. There's something wrong with recording somebody. We used to have to hide and record, Sister Sylvie, because some man said that we couldn't. I can even remember when Brother Baxter was dying, Sister Sylvie, the family wanted to video him, the video of the service, and they sent word, no, you can't do that. You know what? So they had to quit because some man said, and you know what? Maybe his little daughter maybe will pull out that VCR tape that they made years ago and say, there's my daddy preaching, and repent over that, Brother Junior. So be careful what you say. Be careful what you do. Somebody said, why? Because the Bible said, Brother, I don't guess I preached this while in a long, Brother Junior, but you know the Bible said that you've entertained angels unaware. You know what? Brother Lon, oh, Brother Junior, oh, so let's draw closer together. Amen. That we can praise Him. Amen. The way He deserves to be praised. Amen.